as it might have turned out, then it would cost you 15 minutes, meaning that you're sure it could cost you up to 15 minutes for stopping for gas, whether or not it turned out you really had to. On the other hand, if you do run out of gas, then it could cost you up to 30 minutes by the time you walk to the gas station and return to the car and all of this. Now, there are other factors that could be present that would tip the scale so heavily in one direction here that it wouldn't make it a very good prototype. For instance, suppose to be even 5 minutes late would ruin the entire appointment. You would either anger the person that you're going to see so much and you know his nature that well that there's no point in even considering being late under any circumstances. Or it might be that you're going to the opera and they don't seat anyone after the curtain goes up, and if you were 5 minutes late, you'd have to wait a half an hour or 45 minutes until the first intermission before you were seated. So in that case, being 5 minutes late represents no difference from being any greater amount late. In either of the cases, it wouldn't matter if you were 5 minutes late or 30 minutes late. The consequences would still be the same. So in that case, you would obviously choose to risk it and drive straight through, unless just the tiresome task of having to walk for gas on the freeway was greater than the importance of the appointment to you, which, of course, is not part of the premise. If you run out of gas then, you'll know that you would have been no better off to speak of to have stopped for the gas. So the decision is clearly made. But suppose it isn't that simple. Suppose there's a vast difference between being on time and being even 5 minutes late. And also there's a vast difference between being 5 minutes late and 30 minutes late. So in any case, the consequences are going to have a very important bearing on your well-being. You're going to have them riding very heavily on picking the right course of action. But this doesn't change the fact that the factors are still unknown and there is no scientific basis upon which you can calculate the answer. And this is what you have to recognize. Once you have taken into consideration the factors that are known to you, you might as well pick the way that is most comfortable to your nature. Because under the circumstances, neither choice will be right or wrong in terms of decision-making, no matter which way it eventually turns out. And this is the important factor to recognize with regard to dealing with unknowns. When unknowns become knowns later, they do not change the rightness of the decision already made. Because at the time the decision was made, there was no way you could determine these factors, at least not at an expense that you were willing to live with, that would be worthwhile. And so there is never any point to blame yourself afterward for having guessed the wrong side of the unknown question. If you pick the loser on the freeway, for instance, there is no more reason to be ashamed than if you had picked heads when tails came up. Again, let me remind you that you would obviously resolve never to put yourself in this position again where you have to make such a lousy choice. But once there, you have to deal with it. You can't say, I shouldn't be here, therefore it doesn't exist. It does exist. And once having done so, you simply guess on the basis that is most comfortable to your nature. And that may be what appears to be pure caprice to you as the one answer pops in your head or the other, or you may even decide by a flip of a coin. You might just as well. You won't be any less scientific other than the fact that there probably is one way or the other that your nature simply feels more comfortable about, and that's the one you should probably go with. Now, the same thing applies in reverse. If you choose correctly and everything turns out all right for you, and when you get there you find out how big of a difference it made that you had chosen rightly and everything went your way because of the choice that you made, the guess you made, don't feel proud of that either any more than you should have blamed yourself if it went wrong. You were lucky, and that's all there is to it. Recognize it, and again, resolve that you never put yourself in the position again where you have to depend upon luck. If you plan to play tennis tomorrow, if the weather permits, and tomorrow does turn out to be sunny, you don't thank yourself for having caused what was completely out of your control. Obviously, all you did was investigate the climatic conditions in advance of rain or sunshine. But once you had left your fate, so to speak, up to the question that was totally out of your control, there's no reason to be either satisfied with yourself or dissatisfied with yourself for the way something that was out of your control went. If you do want to review a decision after all the unknowns are in, do so only to examine your logic in making the decision. If an unknown has presented itself that you failed to even consider, then give yourself a black mark for overlooking that possibility or ignoring the existence of that unknown. But if you have considered the unknowns and guessed, don't blame yourself for making a wrong guess. If you had isolated the area of the guess and knew what your vulnerability was and were willing to accept it, naturally you should